Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Radico Khaitan Limited, hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Himanshu Shah from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, we welcome you to Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Radico Khaitan. On behalf of Dolat Capital, we would like to thank Radico Khaitan management to give us the opportunity to host the call. On the call, we have with us the senior management team of Radico Khaitan, represented by Mr. Abhishek Khaitan, Managing Director, Mr. Amar Sinha, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Dilip Banthiya, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Sanjeev Banga, President, International Business. Let me now hand over the floor to Mr. Abhishek for his opening remarks. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on our Q2 FY23 results conference call. I hope you are all doing well and keeping safe. We have delivered another quarter of a buoyant volume growth and consistent financial performance in an otherwise challenging business environment. This underscores the strength of our brand portfolio, operational excellence, dynamic financial management, and our clear defined strategic roadmaps. Business growth continues to be strong and resilient, driven by our prestige and above category brands, which grew by 22% during the quarter. Our premium brand growth is very strong, particularly the luxury brands such as Jaisalmer Indian Craft Gin and Rampur Indian Single Malt. We have already expanded our craft gin production capacity to more than double. We continue to aggressively pursue our new product development pipeline to drive future growth opportunities and announce some exciting launches during the quarter. In September, Radico Khaitan launched another expression of Rampur Indian Single Malt, Jugalbandi, a series of eight Indian single malt cask-strength whiskeys. The first two expressions of the Jugalbandi series were unveiled at the Whisky Life Show in Paris and will soon be rolled out to the USA, Singapore, Australia, and select travel retail destinations. Building upon the market leadership of Magic Moments, we launched a low alcohol ready-to-drink Magic Moments Vodka Cocktail. It is the only vodka-based RTD available in the Indian market. We also launched 1965 Spirit of Victory Lemon Dash Rum, which will help the company to tap into a new spirit category of white rum. While the inflationary trend is persistent, we have seen early signs of stability in certain commodities, which is encouraging. Overall, the scenario still remains volatile. We have recently received price increases in the state of West Bengal and pursuing price increase in some southern states. Recently received price increases in the last two quarters, coupled with our ongoing premiumization, portfolio rationalization, and value engineering will drive profitability growth. With the recent price increases coupled with a favorable product mix, we were able to mitigate margin headwinds in the RMFL business to a large extent. The impact of the cost push has been much severe in the non-RMFL business, where we expect to receive price increases soon. Both the Rampur Dual Feed and Sitapur Greenfield projects are progressing well, and the civil construction is on full swing. We are happy to report that as per our committed timeline, Rampur Dual Feed plant and Sitapur bottling section will be operational by December 2022. Luxury portfolio consisting of Rampur Indian Single Malt and Jaisalmer Indian Craft Gin are showing great momentum. As we have shared in the past, Rampur Indian Single Malt is currently on allocation, but from next year onwards, its volume will triple from the current level. In India, Jaisalmer is now available in 15 cities and in the canteen store department, and it will be available on pan-India basis very soon. This brand continues to receive unprecedented response. Looking at the demand, we have already doubled our capacity. Launched in the last quarter, Jaisalmer Gold is now being rolled out in Europe and the UK. Our premium brand growth continues to be very robust. New brands such as Royal Ranthambore and Dazzle are performing in line with our expectations. Royal Ranthambore is now available in 11 states and Dazzle is available in 8 states. This, coupled with the growth of our core brands such as Magic Moments, Morpheus, 8PM Premium Black and 1965 Spirit of Victory Ram, etc., places us very confidently to continue delivering industry-leading growth. Radico Khaitan is progressing firmly on the path of its exciting premium brand creation journey, which will be accentuated by a strong backward integration manufacturing platform. Going forward, we continue to focus on our long-term growth plans of premium IMFL growth, with new brands introduction in both white and brown spirits, and leveraging the benefits of our capital investments. I would now like to hand over the call to our CFO for a detailed operational and financial review. Thank you, and over to you, Dilip.
Thank you, Abhishek. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this call today. During the second quarter of FY23, we reported total IMFL volume of 7.18 million cases, representing an increase of 10.9% on YY basis. This was led by prestige and above category volume growth of 22%. In value terms, the prestige and above category registered 25% growth. Prestige and above category account for 37.9% of IMFL volume as compared to 30.2% in Q2 of FY22. Our prestige and above category volume represents a double-digit CAGR as compared to the pre-COVID levels. We have rationalized volume of regular category brands in certain states. This is a conscious strategic decision to mitigate input cost pressure. Had it not been done, our volume growth would have been higher. Net revenue from operation during Q2 of FY23 was 761 crores, representing an increase of 8.6% compared to Q2 of FY22. During this period, IFL sales value also increased by 8.5%. Gross margin during the quarter was 41.6% compared to 43.6% in Q1 of FY23 and 45.3% on Q2 of FY22. On YOY basis, continued commodity inflation resulted in gross margin compression, particularly in the non-IFL business. Given a favorable product mix change, impact of cost push on gross margin in IFL business was mitigated to a large extent. On Q-on-Q basis, margin compression is due to the full impact of glass price increase even in Q1 and ongoing inflation in ENA cost. While we have experienced further inflation in ENA and glass, certain other commodities such as PET resin, paper, etc. have seen early sign of softening in near term. We expect raw material pricing situation to remain volatile. However, from Q4 onward, we shall see the benefit of backward integration from our Rampur dual feed plant. In near term, EBITDA margin is expected to be range bound. In the long term, we are confident of continuing our margin expansion trajectory given our portfolio premiumization and backward integration. During the quarter, the company has incurred rupees 154 crores on the Rampur dual feed and Sitapur greenfield project. Therefore, the total capex of rupees 318 crore incurred since inception. We have a strong financial position, comfortable liquidity. During these times, we are taking all necessary steps to sustain our financial strength, maintain robust business model, and grow consistently, competitively, and profitably. With this, we'll now open the lines for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec Capital Services India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, and congrats on strong volume growth. Just had two questions. First was on the pricing piece side. So you mentioned West Bengal. If you could
sorry
just,
to interrupt you, Mr. Kapoor. May we request you to please speak a bit louder?
Is it better now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So first question is on the price increases. So could you give a sense on, you know, what's the kind of quantum in West Bengal and now what's the weighted average number that you've got? And just a follow-up on that also, would be any more states you expect to get price increases from in the near term?
So, Harit, as we mentioned in our last call, that weighted average price increase till Q2 was approximately 3%. And it was in the state of Uttar Pradesh, Uttaranchal, Punjab, Rajasthan, Haryana, Delhi, etc. And now there is a price increase of in West Bengal, which is effective on current dates, and it is in the range of 12%. So weighted average will be around, because our volume in West Bengal is around 3% saliency, so it's something around 25 basis points. We are expecting some more price increases in large southern states, which in our next 15 days should materialize, and it will be in public domain. You want to add anything on this?
Very clear, Dudu. The second question was on the, you know, status check on some of the kind of new launches that we did same time last year. I mean, we did the Royal Ranthambore and Dazzle. You know, if you just give us, you know, kind of an update of, it's been a year now since they're in market. How many markets now, how have they done, you know, your own action standards and what's the thought process going forward?
So Royal Ranthambore has received unprecedented response in all the 11 states that we have gone to. It's welcomed by the trade. The best thing about Royal Ranthambore is the pricing, where we have breached all IMFL level prices and gone above certain well-known scotch prices. So that's something that we have done. We have created a new price band where contributions are pretty healthy. And the response that we've received, as I said, is unprecedented. We are in 11 states, actually, and there are four more to be added in the next 6 months. So it's available right now in Uttaranchal, Chandigarh, AP, West Bengal, Assam. These are states where it's going to be launched. But we are available in rest of the 11 states, which are the big ones, UP, Delhi, Rajasthan, Haryana, Maharashtra, Telangana. These are all states where it has already gone and it's doing pretty well. Jaisalmer is available in about 15 states. North India, we are available in all the states. In South Zone, we are available in Telangana, Karnataka, Pondicherry. There are three states. Andhra is soon to be coming in about, say, a month's time. East Zone, we have just launched it in Orissa, and we will go to Assam soon. In the west of India, we've gone to Maharashtra, MP, Goa, and Daman. Now, Jaisalmer is one brand that we have created, as has been the tradition in Radico. We've always breached the price points of the market leader. It is the most expensive gin, but despite that, the packaging, the quality is so well accepted that it's received extremely good response. We are now broad basing the width and depth of distribution of Jaisalmer, and I think this is a brand that's going to create ripples in the times to come, like Royal Ranthambore.
And further to add, as Abhishek said in his opening remarks, we have already doubled the capacity looking at the response and will be adding further capacity depending on the market demands.
Yeah, got it. Very clear. The other question was on, you know, the quarter's performance. If you look at the popular business, which is down from about 4.5 million cases to 3.8 million cases, how much would you attribute that to your own rationalization initiatives? Would that entirely that fall be due to your own rationalization initiatives in your opinion?
Yeah, yes, majority of that would be because of our action, because we are not looking at selling a brand below a threshold profitability. And certain states where we are expecting price increase to happen soon, we were restricted our supplies. So that is how we'll get the price increase also.
So fair to assume that once some of these price hikes come through, some of these volumes will also come back, right?
Absolutely.
Got it. And any color you can give on the states where there has been a slightly lower? I mean, one must just assume that they are the states which haven't given price hikes, basically.
Your question is not, your voice is not audible, little, actually not, not clear, yeah. Can you repeat?
Is it better?
Little better.
It is very low and muffled, Mr. Kapoor.
Sorry, I think this will be better. My question was really on, we have to assume that wherever you rationalize are the states which have not yet given the price hike. That's the fair way to look at it.
Yes, absolutely.
Got it. That's it for me. I'll come back for more. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abneesh Roy from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. My first question is on your recent launches. For example, the low alcohol Magic Moments vodka cocktail. So what is the addressable market you think, and would you need to expand beyond current distribution? I understand it still has the alcohol content. I understand this is the only vodka-based RTD. So will you have to first seed the market? So this is more a longer term opportunity. Similarly, the thought process and the addressable market for the Lemon Dash Rum, because that again is a very niche but focused launch. So how big can they be from a 4 to 5 year time frame if they succeed?
So see, it's like this, that first of all, we don't want to leave any premium segment in the alcohol category untapped, because the future belongs to brands that are in the premium category. They are actually growing. Having said that, you see, the objective of launching RTD is a lot bigger than the volume. We want to create an aura around Magic Moments. We want to do brand extension. We want to make sure that every millennial has the opportunity to carry something, my convenience, ready to drink. So Magic Moments vodka cocktail is actually the first of its kind. It breaches all price points, and the first of its kind because, you see, traditionally cocktails have been made by vodka. But there is no one who had tapped this opportunity of putting it in a can, which is the fashion today. So we've seized that opportunity, and I think the price point is much higher than any cheaper competitive brands, because what you get cheap today does not really gel with the generation Z and the millennials. So I think it's got a much larger objective. Yes, it is in the mid to long term, this is a product that will be reckoned with, but today it needs to be seeded. The initial response that we've received to the brand in Bangalore is extremely encouraging, and that gives us more confidence to expand it across the country. that is something that's on the cards. As far as white rum is concerned, this is a category we have tapped. It's a small segment, 1.5 million cases market. But I think we didn't want to leave this untapped because of our capability to produce premium brands and the quality of spirit. So yes, this is one product which we need to wait and watch.
Right. That's helpful. One follow-up on that. Do you need to expand distribution for these products? And what is the pricing table in Bangalore on that new launch? And what is the alcohol content in that vodka cocktail?
Distribution.
So we have launched it at 150 rupees a can. We have just done a test market in Bangalore in select outlets. We will, now that we know the response to the product, we will have to tap the width and depth of distribution. Once we do this in Karnataka, we will go to the other big markets which have a traction for RTDs like Maharashtra, Telangana.
Right, and alcohol content?
4%, 4.5% is the alcohol content. You know, this is unisex actually. Both male and female can enjoy the drink.
Sure, that's helpful. My last question is on the gross margin. Every liquor company has faced pressure this quarter. So would you say the worst is behind because you have got 12% price hike in Bengal? But when I see glass prices, they continue to remain under more inflation in H2 because of the gas prices being up 60%. On a balance, how do you see H2 margins versus, say, 41.6% GM in Q2? Do you think it should improve from here on?
So as I said, the gross margin, in spite of the price increases, have been on Q&Q basis down by 200 basis points. Largely on account of the impact of the glass prices, which has been for full quarter, and the ENA uptrending prices. The prices which we are going to get in the West Bengal and couple of large southern states will mitigate more or less on the IMFL side, right? So the gross margin for Q3 till that time will be range bound, and Q4 onward we will have a backward integration facility also coming in. So you will see an uptrend from there, and 23, 24, there will be multiple levers for increasing our margins. And couple of that is like both our Rampur dual feed will be up and running. This Sitapur greenfield project will be up and running. The UPML price increases will come. The volume of UPML will increase. Then as we said that Rampur Indian Single Malt and Jaisalmer is having big traction in the volume. So there are multiple levers for us to go back to our mid to high teen margin in 23-24.
Sure. Just one follow-up on the Bengal market. So the 12% price hike is quite good, but it's also a very sharp price hike for customer who is already facing multiple inflation concerns. So do you think the players will take that full hike? Because in the past we have seen, although the government may allow a hike, but ultimately industry players may not take the full hike. So what's your sense?
Well, actually everyone has taken the price hike, and the MRP only changes by 10 rupees for the NIP side. So that's not much of an increase. And all the players have taken the hike.
Okay, so the 10 rupee MRP hike is 12% in for you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's all for my time.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Sharma from PGIM India. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my question. My first question is post your CAPEX, which is
getting... Your voice is not clear. Can you make the mic little closer?
Is it better now?
Little better.
Yeah. My first question is on your CAPEX. When it gets over in December, what portion of your ENA needs would come from captive, and what would be the mix of outsourced? And what would be the allocation of this ENA? Will it be used for your premium brands, regular brands, or the country liquor?
No, still not clear. Your point is regarding the ENA captive consumption?
Yeah. Yes.
So from dual feed, our as we said earlier when we did the capex, that the increased capacity will be used on the UPML, which has been converted by the UP government on 25%, and future the rest of the categories are also likely to be converted. And whole of the ENA, from dual feed plant and greenfield Sitapur plant, will be used in next 3 years. So interim, we have to sell some, export some ENA, etc., and some to the local manufacturer, but users. Rest will be used by us. So 3 years completely used by captively by us.
Okay. And second question is on the UPML segment. What is the gross margin at the current juncture for this quarter?
The gross margin at this, actually without the price increase, there is a negative impact on the UPs. I talk about Country Liquor as a whole. There is a negative impact and we are losing presently around 6 to 7% on account of that, which soon will be made good. There is discussion. It is a matter of time, maybe another month, or it can be in the next policy. But the point is, there is greater realization that there is a cash loss in that segment, and which will be made good because government is also one of the key stakeholder having large revenue from this segment.
What seems to be the delay? I mean, we have been hearing about this UPML price hike since some time, but where it seems to be the delay and what is the bottleneck?
Bottleneck is actually the process sometime. You see, this government, UP government have some processes to be followed and they are working completely transparent and all that. So they have the knowledge about how much cost push has been there. It has been in their record. It has been given by representations by the industry forum. So I think there is an assurance from the power that yes, it will be made good. It can be a month, it can be 2-3 months. The next policy, that is anybody's guess.
Got it. Okay. Thanks for taking my question and best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So my first question was on this non-IMFL segment. Just wanted to understand, obviously in last few quarters we are making losses on that, but in a normalized scenario, how much EBITDA contribution comes from the non-IMFL segment?
Traditionally we were making around 9 to 10% on this segment, EBITDA contribution.
EBITDA contribution, okay. And right now you are saying that we are making loss in this segment.
Yes.
At the EBITDA level. Okay. Okay. And second thing, you know, there is this lot of talk about, you know, from Diageo and Pernod about the removal of monocartons as an ESG initiative, and definitely that helps in terms of reducing packaging costs also. And I think, you know, monocarton removal will be more beneficial in the lower end popular segment as well as some of these entry level P&A segments. What is your take on that, and do you see that benefit actually playing out in next 2-3 quarters? Is it a material benefit for you guys too?
So first of all, removal of a monocarton becomes important in the regular segment downwards. But as far as premium brands are concerned, we feel that, you know, it gives you the premium imagery and it gives you a competitive edge. We are anyways doing a lot of value engineering around our premium brands, which will give us the desired savings. So as far as removal of monocartons is concerned, we will go by the market trends and the market requirement. So as of now, yes, in one or two states we would have removed it, but this will depend purely on market trend and demand in the future. So we are not too sure about it.
And lastly, just wanted to understand the volume contribution from the new launches. I mean, if we remove our traditionally strong brands like HPM Family, Magic Moment and all, and after that, whatever launches that we have done in last 2-3 years, whether it is, what is the kind of volume mix that is coming from some of these new launches?
So I'll tell you what, we will restrict it to 8 p.m. premium black. This is a segment that we have tapped. We were not present in this. It's a huge, huge segment. And 37 million cases is the size of the segment. We launched our product in the first year itself. 1.5 years we hit the first million. In the next year, following year, we hit the second million. And this year, we are likely to hit the third million also. So we are growing at a rate of about 56%, 50 to 55%. And the brand has been received very well. It is actually available in more than 20 states. And it's making a dent in that category and segment.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from me.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Sir, on the UP country liquor side, what is the gross margin at the company level that should come in on that price hike?
So you are talking about after the price hike.
Yeah, so after the price hike, what is the delta in the gross margin? So what you are at 41.5, let's say this quarter, where do you head to if just that comes in?
So actually, as we said, I said that there is already the cost push and all that data has been already provided to government. It, traditionally, we were making 8 to 10% EBITDA margin on that business. And I think that margin is ideally the one where the brand owner as well as the prices given in the markets are perfect and optimum. So we think after that, we should somewhere be between that EBITDA margins. But till the time it happens, let's hope for the this thing, let it come out.
And the Rampur dual feed, when we start utilizing it fully, what is the gross margin benefit on that backward integration? So how much gross margin improvement do we see on this particular asset?
Rampur dual feed is a 150 KLPD plant which will get converted, and based because of that, some 200 basis points roughly.
And this plant is supposed to start in December. When do you see the optimum utilization of this plant?
So the optimum utilization comes in 10 days only.
10 days,
okay.
From the start of the plant.
Okay.
It will be 100. Yeah.
Immediate.
Yes. Yeah.
So you'll see 200 bips pure gross margin expansion on Rampur, and you haven't quantified on country liquor. What is the gross margin?
Sir, the alcohol being used out of that will be also going in the UPML. So I am talking about as a pure play of the alcohol being bought from outside to the alcohol being manufactured, and that is something around 150 to 200 basis points.
Okay, and lastly, sir, on the the premium and above, the basically the Jaisalmer and Rampur brand volumes. So let's say if it is X this year, what is the ramp up that we'll see from now till next year? Is it 2x? Is it
3x? See, as far as Rampur goes, Rampur is strictly on allocation because the demand is so much. So basically, wherever it goes, it gets pre-sold. So, but as we said that we had invested a lot of money into the maturation facility about a couple of years back. And now next year, the volume what we'll be getting would be 3x of the current volumes, and which we expect to be sold easily. And as far as Jaisalmer goes, we have doubled our capacity, and the kind of response we are getting, I think Jaisalmer also from current year should be at least 2x next year.
Okay, so 3x in Rampur and 2x in Jaisalmer.
Yes.
And these businesses will be at that level, what percentage of the revenue?
That actually is difficult to tell you because there are other multiple lever, as I said, on UPML and all that. So top line is mix of so many things. But as we said, absolutely these two brands, 3X and 2X of the current volume.
Just to give you an example, like Rampur, we are retailing, depending on the expression, from 8,500 rupees to 18,000 rupees a bottle, and Jaisalmer we are retailing at about 3,700 rupees a bottle.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much, and all the best to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Agarwal from Sage One. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Just a small question on the backward integration capex that you have done, that is currently ongoing at Rampur and Sitapur facilities. So generally in the industry, we are seeing several other players also consolidating their plants and in fact going towards a trend of own plants reducing and rather increased outsourcing. But on the other hand, we are seeing you announcing a capex and going backward integration. We understand from a gross margin perspective, there could be a straight improvement of 200 bps that you said. But from an ROC perspective, how accretive could it be overall? And do you think this is a way forward? I mean, from a strategy perspective, is this the right strategy to use capital? Or is this the best way you could the capital could be utilized?
So as you know that for last 7 to 8, 10 years, we have not done any capex on our distillation capacity. We have been continuing on our volume in premium category in last 6, 7 years from around, like now it is around 38% and value-wise that is 60%. And most of our premium product uses our own alcohol. So first of all, as this capex has been done after a gap of 7 to 8 years, and we are gearing up ourselves for the future growth, which is going to be there on the premium portfolio of Radico. The UPML opportunity, which we explained that for years together, the country liquor in UP was manufactured out of molasses DNA, which is coming out like in South. There will be grain-based alcohol, which will be used for that. It is a 19 million cases industry, which has a large volume. So it is a economy IMFL kind of things which is going to be there. So our strategy is for these capexes has been to keep in mind our future growth, the requirement of our alcohol, and as a lot of alcohol from molasses side, the ethanol blending program with molasses is going to for ethanol blending. So our security of raw material, all this put together, and we have single facility catering to around 22% of UPCL market and 30% of IMFL market in UP. So we have to diversify also. So there were a lot of points debated before we went on CAPEX. Though company's philosophy is not to go on a CAPEX run model, but this has been done after a long time, and for 7 to 10 years, we don't expect to do big CAPEX on any other than the brand CAPEXes.
But you also mentioned at the same time that the next 3 years, all of this or most of the capex capacity that is being created will get utilized. So after that,
why it is very cracking? I said you on repeat.
You're not clear. Could you please clarify the clear?
Yeah. Is it better now?
Yeah, it's a bit better.
Okay. You also mentioned that over the next 3 years, this capacity will more or less get fully utilized. So subsequently, do you think there will be more capex pertaining to increasing capacity, or will it then again move to, you know, outsourcing model?
We are presently also outsourcing around 8 crore liters, 7 to 8 crore liters of alcohol. The point is we will continue to do that, but for the first 3 years, as I said, because of our own consumption in UPML as well as in IMFL, we will be captively utilizing this. But we foresee that after that, we not to do the capex for next 7 to 10 years on distillation.
See, let me tell you, UP is a market which is the most progressive state in the entire country today. It's growing at about 15 to 18%. The capex that we have done is keeping in view our requirement over the next 3 years. So we don't see this as a big challenge and it will come bring us a lot of economies.
Understood. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh Pawaskar from Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. So my question is on, again, on the rationalization of the regular brand volumes. So you said that it was done basically to safeguard some of your margins. So what kind of benefit you got in this quarter because of this rationalization, and whether this will continue in the quarters ahead, or with price increase, you expect the regular volumes to come back and the volume growth in this space would be around 3%-4%. Is it a right understanding?
So the rationalization in the regular category is mix of that, where the margins are wafer thin, we have cut down on our volumes. Secondly, in certain listing stage, when we have given the brand on royalty, there was regular category brand in that. So that has also come down in the royalty volume than in the regular category there. That's why you see the double impact of that in this quarter.
Okay. So from Q3, I think it should come back on track. And the growth you are not expecting much.
I say that from actually 2023-2024, basically, we have been growing on the regular category in a single digit. And in the premium P&A category, above 15%, like this first 6 months has been in the range of around 22%. So we will continue to grow our P&A category more than 15%, and regular in normal state of affairs should grow by 5% or so.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Loria from Bowhead India. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my question is pertaining to royalty volumes. So out of this 1.03 million cases, how much would be P&A volume and how much would be regular volume? Just an estimate would be.
Yeah. So it is 60% regular and 40% P&A.
Okay. 60% regular and 40%. And if I adjust for that, sir, still the P&A volume growth would be north of 30%-35%. So is that number correct?
Yeah. It is added. It will be much more. It's a math, actually. 40% is added, then the premium growth will be plus 35%.
Understood. And sir, how much of volume we would have lost in CSD and certain other markets because of the margin pressure that we willingly let go?
How much volume we would have lost? Yeah. So we have done this rationalization in CSD and some markets. I think it is.
Kerala. It's in Kerala.
Yeah. 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 But some of the states, southern states where the margins are thin. And as the price increase will come, we'll again relook at these markets and can ramp up if we make money.
Yeah. So I understand, sir. So I am just asking how much of volume we would have been there because of this, let's say. If we had not let go of these volumes, what the actual volume would be?
4%-5%. About 4%-5%. 4%.
Yeah.
Of the total volume.
4%-5% of total volumes.
Yeah.
Understood, sir. And is it largely regular or P&A?
Regular.
Regular. And sir, when we say that our Rampur volumes will triple next year onwards, do we mean FY 2024 or FY 2025? Because onwards would mean FY 2025, right?
So triple what you're saying in FY 2023-2024. That is next year. Hello?
Mr. Gaurav, does that answer your question?
Thank you.
We'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Apurva, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Apurva, please go ahead with your question. Your line is unmuted. As there is no response, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Vaibhav Gupta from Bowhead Investment Advisors. Please go ahead. The participant have left the queue. We'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Miraj from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is Abhishek Jain from Arihant Capital. I just want to know one thing. Have you taken any price hike in UP? And what is the outcome of the price
hike? Yeah, UP, we got a price increase in the IMFL segment of about close to 10% overall. If we take off on our total volume, so that we got it in the 1st April. And as far as the non-IMFL business goes, which we expect the price increase to come.
So is there any approval from the state government for the non-IMFL price?
Yes. Yes, in due course of time it will come.
So they are inclined to, they understand, they appreciate the cost push. So they are inclined to giving it to us, but it's a matter of time.
Okay, should we expect in the end of this quarter, sir?
It could happen at the end of, in the third quarter or in the new block, honestly. It could go any which way.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Kohli from Bowhead. Please go ahead.
So thank you for this opportunity. I had two queries. Firstly, after this ramp up of Rampur, you know, is my understanding correct that, you know, in 2000, you know, you'll have another round of increase in volumes with availability of alcohol, and, you know, in which years would that happen and how much would be the increase?
See, in terms of Rampur, we tripled our malt capacity, our malt distillation capacity a couple of years ago. We increased our malt maturation capacity also, and we are further increasing the malt maturation capacity in Sitapur. So a lot of malt is under maturation and aging. As we go along, the volumes and the quantity that will be available will keep increasing. So we do expect in the next few years, it will become a substantial volume.
So not to add further, like... In 5 years?
Yeah, it's an ongoing process. You know, malt maturation takes a long time. And we've been maturing malt for last so many years. So it will keep on adding year on year.
Just to give you a sense of little numbers, like say next year, the volume of Rampur should become 3 times. And say in the matter of 4 to 5 years, it should become about close to
six times
of current volume, 6 to 7 times of the current volume.
And sir, would your profitability also increase as you start retailing more in India because the distribution margins would be less here?
Absolutely. Right now there's no stock in India because we don't have the Rampur so much. So
you just have the double cask Rampur in India,
right?
You don't have the premium version.
Yeah,
that's the only expression that's currently available in India. Internationally, we have 8 expressions.
And that also very selectively.
Sir, my second query was, you know, let's say we wake up in 2028, 5 years after this year, you know. Obviously, over a long period, all these inflation issues get sorted out, price hikes happen with a lag, etc., you know. Is it possible to conceive, you know, in that year, let's say 5 years after this financial year, your top line being 2x of what it is in financial year 23 and your EBITDA margin being 20%, or am I asking for too much?
No, with 15% CAGR, math works out to be that what you said.
And in terms of EBITDA margin, with this backward integration and all this premiumization story and, you know, inflation being passed through over a period of time, because your margin used to be 17-18% even before this, you know, 16-17% even before all this premiumization and, you know, this backward integration. So is 20% too much to ask, or that's a fair, more than reasonable?
That is what exactly we are aspiring for. But like what we have seen with this inflation, you know, right now to predict itself is like a Herculean task. But definitely we are aspiring for that kind of margins in 5 years, easily.
20% easily, you know. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apurva, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I would be audible.
Yes, despite premium brands, why are Radico brands not available in most of the clubs and bars in Mumbai, despite those brands available at the retail wine shop? I don't know whether it's same with the other cities and states, but what's the strategy there actually?
So let me tell you, see, first we were concentrated, we started from the regular segment and we are upscaling to the premium segment. In the last few years, we have been able to now have more premium brands like 8PM Black, Morpheus, Magic Moments, Rampur Single Malt, Jaisalmer. So now we have a whole lot of premium brands. And our strategy is to now penetrate into the on-premise, which is clubs, bars, lounges, in the years to come. So that is what. Earlier, we didn't have the complete portfolio. But today, we do have. So that's one area that's going to give us phenomenal returns in the year ahead.
Okay, thank you. And other question is, recently there has been few states decreasing excise on imported spirits. So does that affect you?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Imported spirits.
Recently there has been few states who have been decreasing excise on imported spirits. So, does that affect you?
See, truly speaking, let me tell you, I have already told you that Radico has been launching products breaching the market leader's position. For example, Royal Ranthambore has been launched above the price point by one of the popular Scotch whiskies. So, really, if you ask me the kind of premium brands we have and what are in the pipeline, we really are not concerned about it so much.
Right, sir. Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thanks everybody to be on call, and we have continued to deliver on our premiumization strategy, which is reflected in our strong P&A volume growth during the quarter. All our core premium brands are registering strong growth. The traction of our luxury brand Rampur Indian Single Malt is strictly, which is on allocation, and Jaisalmer Indian Craft Gin is above expectation. Next year onward, Rampur allocation will increase, and we will have already expanded our gin distillation capacity to cater to the growing demand. There is near-term margin pressure due to the commodity inflation, but we are confident of maintaining our long-term margin expansion trajectory with premiumization of our portfolio and backward integration. We look forward to interacting with you in our next earning call. If you have any queries, please follow up with us, and please do feel free to write to us. Thank you. Stay safe and healthy.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.